This is Hillbilly Solid with Silas House. That was Valerie June doing a cover of the Carter Family song, Happy or Lonesome. We have a full hour of music for you on this episode, but I'm going to read a little something for you. The station has been on to me for a while to read this short essay I wrote for a book called This I Believe, a collection that gathers 60 authors to write about guiding principles and core values. This is my contribution, The Knowing. The book is edited by Dan and Mary Jo Gedeman, and I hope you will check it out. The Knowing. I believe that if more people were like dogs, we'd all be a whole lot happier. My dogs make me a better person just by being themselves. They don't care about what color I am or whom I love or my religion or any of the other ridiculous things that separate us as people. They only care that I am kind to them and others. That's what should matter. My dogs also know that giving and receiving affection are the most important things in life. Yes, eating is right up there too. But I believe that if my dogs had to choose between lying still in a patch of sunshine while I sat beside them on the grass giving their bellies a good rub, or devouring a meal of the same dog food they get every single day of their lives, well, I truly believe they'd choose to love him, despite their genuine devotion to gobbling down their kibble as if they might never have another morsel of food offered to them in their whole lives. When they offer themselves up to receive adulation, they cause me to become still, to remember that most things actually can wait a few more minutes to get done, because this moment right here, this moment of sitting beneath the trees with their swaying limbs, the sun warm on my face, the scent of the creek down in the woods, the bird call in the deepest parts of those woods, and the holy world, all of it holy, every single bit of it, shimmering all about me, this moment is what life is about. Having a dog, or any pet, makes us better people. They force us to slow down. Each time I return home, I have to spend a few minutes patting the belly of our outside dog, Rufus, because he will lie down on the driveway, on his back, right in my way as I'm rushing to the door. I can't refuse that, and I often fold myself down onto the ground with grocery bags standing all around us to give him some loving. They force us to pay more attention, to be kinder, especially to Pepper, who came from an abusive household before ours and carries all of that grief in his eyes, in his damaged back, in his wariness. They force us to give and receive affection, to be patient, especially on days when Holly just doesn't really feel like going to the bathroom anytime quick, to love and love and love. Writers aren't supposed to throw that word around much. We're supposed to be stingy with putting that on the page, but it is necessary when talking about dogs because that's what they embody. They remind us time and time again of the most important thing. Such a shame that we actually forget that, but we do. I know that some people think it's a sin to think an animal has a soul, but I do. I don't care what anyone says or thinks, because if anything in this world is close to God, it's a dog. I believe a great amount of being in touch with God is required to hear the thunder from way off, or to feel the trembling of a train miles away, or to know when someone they care about needs them, and offer comfort no matter what, and not have one tiny bit of judgment in their whole beings. I believe a sort of holiness is required to remind us that everything in this world deserves affection. Dogs know these things. They know and know and know. Dogs make us better people. That's what I believe.
And now's the time. I wanna tell you that you're going to be mine. I can't tell you how I feel. My heart is like a wheel. Let me roll it. Let me roll it to you. Let me roll it.
thanks for listening to Hillbilly Solid here on WUKY. You just heard Truth Number 2 by Patty Griffin. That's off her great album, Silver Bell. Before that, we heard Teddy Thompson doing Let Me Roll It, a cover of a great Paul McCartney song, and that's on a new McCartney tribute album called Let Us In. And we started off that set with Can You Get to That by Mavis Staples, and that's from her latest record, One True Vine, which was produced by Jeff Tweedy. Let's get right back into it. Here's Roseanne Cash.
something that I ought to know. If you love me, say that you do. I'm in the middle of a riddle over you. Concealing something that I ought to know. If you love me, say that you do. I'm in the middle of a riddle over you.
Walk to the sound of my bay. Sister crying like the day she was born, 'cause an angel of mercy dressed all in white came and said, girls, your mama's passed on. So I gathered my children around me. Through our tears we found a prayer. Talk to God and Jesus and all them guys. I knew Mama was already there. Everybody's got a warm, that lonesome valley. You got a warm, it by. And nobody here can walk it for you. Gotta walk it by yourself. But you never knew a stranger. She was friendly like that. So she wanted that. Everybody's got a wall, that lonesome valley. You got a wall, it by yourself. And nobody here can walk. Mama, neath the rose. Everybody's got a war, that lonesome valley. You got a war, it by yourself. And nobody here can walk it for you. Got a
That was the wonderful Carlene Carter doing Lonesome Valley 2003. That's from her brand new record, Carter Girl. On that album, she showcases the music of the Carter family with a couple of original compositions by herself and Maybelle, her grandmother, and a couple of other people. It's a really fine record. You should check it out. That's Carlene Carter, Carter Girl. Before that, we heard Middle of a Riddle. That's Fiona Apple and Maude Maggart, a great little tune. And we started off that set with A Feather's Not a Bird by Roseanne Cash, and that's from her really, really fine new album, The River and the Thread. Check that out for sure. Well, why not? Let's have a poem by Wendell Berry. It's always a good time to have one by him. Here's one called The Wild Geese. Horseback on Sunday morning, harvest over, we taste persimmon and wild grape, sharp, sweet of summer's end. In time's maze over the fall fields, we name names that went west from here, names that rest on graves. We open a persimmon seed to find the tree that stands in promise, pale in the seed's marrow. Geese appear high over us, pass, and the sky closes. Abandon, as in love or sleep, holds them to their way, clear in the ancient faith. What we need is here. And we pray, not for new earth or heaven, but to be quiet in heart and in eye clear. What we need is here. Thank you.
soft wind sighing in every bush and tree, the sound of my heart crying when you are far from me. When we're apart, my darling, there's sorrow in the wind. When we're apart, my darling, sweet sorrow in the wind. You leave me in the morning, your footsteps die away, though not a leaf is stirring, I hear the wind all day. When we're apart, my darling, there's sorrow in the wind. When we're apart, my darling, sweet sorrow in the wind. They say when love grows older, it dies and fades away. Yet all our life together, one ever brightening day. When we're apart, my darling, there's sorrow in the wind. When we're apart, my darling, sweet sorrow. My darling, there's sorrow in the wind. When we're apart, my darling, sweet sorrow in the wind.
Got old time religion, buries his cash in a coffee can, and he makes his decisions down on his knees. He's a full grown man, and he had a vision of a fire. It burned up all the land. You could call it superstition, you could run just as fast as you can. He took a beating, his father screamed at the top of his lungs. An Old Testament reading, if you spell the right, just spoil the sun. He's got scars for his bleeding. Fear of God fills every one of you. Could listen to him pleading, pleading for the Holy Son. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. James edition with all of the words of Christ in red, and he reads the inscription every night when he goes to bed. And he punishing for sinning men like Jesus said. Got an old time conviction keeps the bodies in the shed. He had a woman, he took her to church every Sunday morning. He said, submit to your husband, submit to me, thus saith the Lord. Well, he never saw it coming when she tried to get away in his 34 Ford. Now a widower is strumming on a banjo with a missing chord. Give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion. It's good enough, it's good enough, it's good enough for me.
That was Parker Millsap doing Old Time Religion, and that's from his self-titled album. You've got to listen to that one. It's my favorite record of the year so far. He's a great new talent. Just got a bunch of Americana nominations. And before that, we heard Caroline Herring doing a Gene Ritchie cover, Sorrow in the Wind. And we started off that set with Hooray for the Riff Raff doing Blue Ridge Mountains, a sweet little song from their new record, Small Town Heroes. Well, we will have more great music coming right up. You are listening to Hillbilly Solid with Silas House here on listener-supported WUKY. Thanks for listening.
Join WUKY's team for Bike Lexington's Family Fun Ride, Saturday, May 31st, 10 a.m. at Lexington's Courthouse Plaza. I'm WUKY General Manager Tom Goodell, inviting you to ride the course with me and other WUKY listeners that morning. The first 20 who register in advance at WUKY.org receive a free WUKY t-shirt. Bike Lexington, Saturday, May 31st, 10 a.m. Register now at WUKY.org.
Are y'all with me?
You've heard them on NPR, on David Dye's World Cafe, and on Rockin' Roots. Now you can see them live at WUKY's Phoenix Fridays. Join us each fourth Friday at 5 in June, July, August, and September. There'll be great food and refreshments and live music at Phoenix Park, downtown Lexington.
Can you handle another guitar hero?
Get the complete band lineup for WUKY's Phoenix Fridays at WUKY.org.
In today's fast-paced world, there's so much to keep track of. Did you know that you can now take WUKY with you wherever you go? By downloading the WUKY app at WUKY.org, you can listen live, pause, rewind, and listen to any of your favorite shows on demand. Download the WUKY app for your iPhone, iPad, or Droid. It's free from listener-supported radio, WUKY.
Thank you. feet warm. They'll keep your clothes on and don't forget me. Keep the memories. They'll keep your powder dry too. In the sun.
Don't forget me. Please don't forget me. got your back.
Worry about your baby, by the way you treat yourself.
You'll have a heart attack.
I'll be waiting for you, baby, all the way until.
Until the sky turns black.
I won't let you go. I won't let you go. I won't let you go. Oh, 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 oh.
That was Nikki Bloom and the Gramblers doing Check Your Head. I have been telling my listeners for a year now to get this new record by Nikki Bloom. I can't tell you how much I love that album. It's so good. Before that, we heard No One Else. That's another one by Hooray for the Riff Raff, also from their current album, Small Town Heroes. And we started off with The Head and the Heart doing a Harry Nilsson cover of Don't Forget Me, one of his best songs. Thanks so much for joining us for this episode of Hillbilly Solid. I hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as we enjoyed making it for you. We're going to close down with another one from Parker Millsap from his self-titled album. This one's called Forgive Me. Until next time, be good to one another.
Shadows and hiding way down inside me. Sometimes they work to the surface, and just the right lighting, you can see them beside me. Well, I swear I don't let them out. Me from the table, it's just I'm not able to swallow. My throat's all in a knot, like something is broken. Don't mind my choking on the words I should never have thought. Forgive me for the sinner I am. Treat me like a child, 'cause I'm half a man. Please forgive me. I stepped on the line in the sand. Now I'm trying just as hard as I can. Thank you.
that I should behave. I've been in my closet, shut it and locked it. Let me out, give me my chain, I'll be your slave. I've got rooms full of questions, quite a collection, but answers I have only a few. Well, I could use your help clearing off these shelves, and maybe find just a little bit of truth. For the sinner I am, treat me like a child, as I'm half a man. Please forgive me. I stepped on the line in the sand. Now I'm trying just as hard. As hard as I can.